Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's get it.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select O.J.
What's my name?
Jason!
Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big mother...
Know something about it, but I won't answer now. Who, what, where, when, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool. Now I'm getting on live, but that ain't my style. So who you gonna get, and what he gonna do? Run up on me if you want to. Hot damn, pressing his homie. Gun up in front of his mom.
Y'all miss me? What? Man, it was Memorial Day. Oh, I went. So good. 3-day weekend. Spending time with family and friends. Having people remind me what Memorial Day is all about. Like, okay. God, got it. Jeez. I mean, it's almost like, you know, you remind all of us so much that it's like, okay, well, I guess we can't just enjoy the freedoms that, you know, these people, our family and friends have fought for us to have. So we're not allowed to have, like, come on. I hope you all enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend. Okay. Sun and beach and barbecues and your families and your friends and That's what it's all about, is being able to take advantage of those freedoms that people sacrifice their lives for us to have. Man. Unbelievable. Thanks, Grandpa and Granddad. Anyway, I enjoyed mine. I hope you enjoyed yours. That's why we didn't have a podcast on Monday. And guess what? We are back midweek. Oh, hello, June. Love it. All right, so obviously I want to get to the Bucks Ring of Honor. So right before I hit play there on the old open, who is posting on our Facebook page? It's the group page for the Stick Carriers on Facebook. You just search for Stick Carriers, first one that comes up. And somebody, Anthony Quintero, posts a tweet from some guy named Aaron Lemming, who posted something about, hold on, let me, about Jameis Winston not living up to blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, who's Aaron Lemming? He's nobody. God. All right, let me let you in on a little secret, all of you stick carriers. If somebody has NFL in their Twitter name, that doesn't mean that they are officially a part of the NFL. Any of you can put NFL in your Twitter. God, why can't I say that? Probably because I have a sinus infection, like, just about to explode at any point. Even though I did go to a CVS Minute Clinic today. Have any of you ever been to a Minute Clinic? Well, I got made fun of for going to it. But you know what? The lady was very nice, and she looked in my nose, looked in my ears, looked down my throat, and said, I think you're going to be all right. I'm like, thank God. Anyway, any of you can put NFL in your Twitter name. It's very simple. And then maybe you'll feel more important. I don't know. But just because somebody else has it does not mean that they're an authority that you should be listening to. Come on. You're smarter than that. So, not only will I try and steer you clear of the evil Bucks media that covers the team that you love, but I'll also try to steer you clear of all the assholes nationwide that decide, I'm going to just put NFL at the end of my Twitter name. I'm going to look smart. No, you're not. And we ain't falling for that shit anymore. The movement keeps on growing. The Facebook keeps on growing. And you can only imagine those of you that have already jumped on board, that continue to go out there and invite more people to be part of what could be one of the special seasons. And I'm not even talking about on the field. I mean, I hope that the Bucks are going to be successful on the field, but just this is going to be the season where the Buccaneers have a fan group, okay? They have a group of fans that have finally united and are going to make going to Bucs games fun again. Maybe never this fun before ever. I mean, that's when you start zeroing in on 2,000 members within just a few weeks of our Facebook group page, it's pretty damn impressive. And it shows that there are so many Bucks fans out there that want something more than just going to the games. And that's what hopefully we can do for each other and not put the onus on the Bucks to try and create something like that. Because, listen, as an organization, they have rules. They have parameters that they need to live by. Because there are so many people out there that would get offended. Oh, I'm offended by this, and I'm not going to bring my child back for that. Okay, so the Bucks have to really abide by all those people and live up to higher standards. I don't have any standards. I don't. I just want to have fun. So we allow you to cuss on the podcast. We're going to allow you to do whatever the fuck you want. But as I say, and I always say, when we get around other people, we're going to be respectful. We're not going to just run our mouths and cuss and say whatever we want when we're around other people in public. So when we do stick carrier day at training camp, or we're marching into the stadium before one of the games, which we're going to start doing every single game. I know the boys from 119 are in. I know most of you stick carriers are going to be in. We will find a way. I know we're going to have our tailgate before the Giants game, but we're going to find a meeting point, and we're all going to go into the game together every single home game. We're going to be chanting and cheering and yelling and screaming. It's going to be incredible. And you know what? Anyone that's not part of our group is going to look at our group and say, how can I become one of them? How can I become a stick carrier? And it's very simple. Just by asking, you're in. You are in. Bring it. The more, the merrier. We welcome every Bucks fan with open arms. It's for the craziest of the crazies. Okay? We'll get Big Nasty to march in with us if he's not. Sometimes he goes into the game early. We'll probably look at like a half hour before kickoff. March on in. Hell, maybe we'll march on in and all of us will just go straight to the bar and get a beer together. It'll be a lot of fun. So definitely looking forward to the upcoming season. And we're not going to have, we're not going to have just one. But we're going to have two separate games where we honor new inductees into the Bucks Ring of Honor. Now, this came down on Tuesday, and most of the Bucks takes were already in, so we're not going to have any Bucks takes on this. But let me just go ahead and say something. And if you want to chime in on the next podcast or another podcast, by all means, do so. But let me explain something to you. The Bucks got these two names so exactly right. So exactly right. There was no, to me, there's no debate anywhere else. How can you debate the two names that they chose to put up in the Bucks Ring of Honor? You have the owner that bought the franchise from the dude that wanted nothing to do with winning in Hugh Culverhouse. Malcolm Glazer comes in, damn near moves the Bucks to Baltimore, but instead the Bucks get a new stadium, they get a new identity, they get a new coach, they get an owner that wants to win. And if you don't have an owner that wants to win, it is so incredibly difficult to do that. To win in any sport. Malcolm Glazer wanted to win championships. He wanted to win championships so bad that he fired the most successful coach in Buccaneers history in the middle of the night, in the rain, and then traded four draft picks for another coach to come in. And that coach was John Gruden. That coach won the Buccaneers their first Super Bowl title, and that is the other name going into the Bucks Ring of Honor. Just stop it with the Tony Dungy bullshit. Okay? I love Tony Dungy. Nice guy. I don't need to preface any of that. The scoreboard reads 1 for John Gruden and 0 for Tony Dungy. Sorry. Sorry, Tony. I mean, he might get into the Bucks Ring of Honor eventually, but there's no fucking way in hell that somebody without a Super Bowl title should have their name in that stadium. Now, John McKay's a different story, right? But we're talking about Dungy versus Gruden. We're talking about a different era of Bucks football. John Gruden won the Super Bowl. John Gruden brought the Super Bowl to Tampa. John Gruden was what the Buccaneers organization needed. They needed John Gruden because Tony Dungy couldn't get the job done. And so Gruden came in, brought his offensive firepower, brought electricity and juice to both sides of the ball, but the Bucs defense was already good. Yeah, he brought an intensity that they had never played with before on either side of the ball. And the Bucks would go on and win the Super Bowl. Oh, by the way, John Gruden did what he needed to do in the regular season to ensure home playoff games, to ensure to get the bye week. You know, you have to win in the regular season to get those type of advantages that you can then take advantage of, which helps your path to the Super Bowl and makes it a little bit easier. Tony Dungy didn't do that. You know, he didn't win a bunch of division titles. You know, there were multiple years where he started 3-4, didn't have home field advantage, had to go on the road to Green Bay, to Philadelphia multiple times. And that's difficult. And that's why the Buccaneers kept falling apart and not being able to, you know, get over the top in the postseason. And then the one postseason under Tony Dungy where they probably put out their best defense of all time, they didn't have an offense that could score points. And they really never had an offense that could get the job done the way they didn't even need the best offense in the NFL. They needed an adequate offense. That's all they needed. And they might have won multiple Super Bowls. But they didn't. Tony Dungy didn't want to give them that. John Gruden did. And they won a Super Bowl. Again, it's not just about winning the Super Bowl, but it's what you do to get there. And John Gruden won the regular season games to get him the bye week, to get him the home playoff game, so that then they have a bye week, they have a home playoff. You got to win one game to get to the Super Bowl. And they did it. And they had that intensity. Tony Dungy's team did not. I honestly don't know what the debate is. And I there were a couple of people on our Facebook page, the Stick Carrier page, that were arguing that Tony Dungy's a better coach. Tony Dungy's a better coach than John Gruden. I mean, that's debatable. It really is debatable. Because John Gruden did a hell of a job in Oakland. And he took over a team whose window, you know, if they would have gotten Gruden when they were in the 98-99 season, who knows? I mean, they might have won three titles. But instead, they got John Gruden at the tail end of that era for the defense. When players had to be let go. When salary cap concerns started to rear its ugly head. They had to make some tough decisions. And a lot of the blame fell on John Gruden. And John Gruden didn't do a good job of building a roster. You know, I think he had multiple opportunities to make some big-time moves to get some big-time players. Whether it was Aaron Rodgers over Cadillac Williams or the potential of trading up for Calvin Johnson instead of drafting Gaines Adams, Aaron Sears, and Sabby Piscitelli. John Gruden didn't take advantage of those. Now, was it on John Gruden? Was it on Rich McKay or Bruce Allen? Was it on the Glazers for saying, no, we're not going to trade three players for one wide receiver? You know, we don't know. But what we do know is John Gruden did bring this area and this organization their first Super Bowl title. And for that and that alone, his name deserves to be inside Raymond James Stadium for the rest of time. Will Tony Dungy get in? I imagine so. I imagine that day will come. But it was not going to come before the Bucs Super Bowl championship coach and his name was up inside Raymond James Stadium. So if you don't like it, don't go to the game. If you don't like it, don't look up. Because his name will be there for the rest of time, along with Malcolm Glazer. We've got Bucks takes coming up. Do want to give you the topic, though, for Saturday's podcast, because it goes right along with the Bucks Ring of Honor. So why not make it a Ring of Honor type week? You know the names that are up inside Raymond James Stadium. You know the names in Gruden and Glazer that are being inducted during the 2017 season. I need you to give me one name that needs to be the next name up inside Raymond James Stadium, and you better have a damn good reason for it. Now, just off the top of my head, I was starting to brainstorm, and here are some names you could go. Tony Dungy, Rondae Barber, Simeon Rice, Hardy Nickerson, James Wilder Jr., or James Wilder Jr., James Wilder, not James Wilder Jr., he does not deserve to be up there. How about Rich McKay? How about Monty Kiffin? Listen, I just rambled off a bunch of names there. Pick one name and give me a good 60-second reason as to why that person deserves to be next inside Raymond James Stadium and in the Bucks Ring of Honor. Very simple. Very simple for you to do. And I ask that you get it to me by Thursday at 5 o'clock. Thursday at 5 o'clock, because I will be recording Saturday's podcast Thursday night. So make sure you get it to me then so that we can hear your take right here on Bucks Uncensored. Woo-hoo! It'll be a lot of fun. Saturday's podcasts have become a lot of fun by having the topic. So again, who is the next player in your mind? Who needs to be the next name inside the Bucks Ring of Honor, maybe announcement next year? Give me the name and a good 60 seconds why. We'll play it and have a nice debate coming up on Saturday for your listening pleasure.
Bucks Uncensored.
Let's get some Bucks takes in, if you don't mind. It's Bucks Uncensored three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And welcome to the Stick Carrier Movement, a movement that is growing exponentially fast and so much faster than anything else out there. We are self-sustaining. We are self-sustained. And there's no stopping the movement. So you got a question to ask yourself. Do I run away from it or do I embrace it and jump on board? And if you jump on board, trust me, you're going to be glad you did because it's going to be fun. That's what this is all about. Three times a week, the podcast drops Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Part of the podcast and every podcast is Bucks Takes. That's where you fans record your voice and your opinion on your phone. After you get done recording it on your phone, you can email it to me, bucksuncensored@gmail.com. We got a whole bunch of Bucks takes to get to. So let's start with, oh, by the way, Lazy Dave, gave us another song. That's going to be our secret cut at the end of the podcast. So make sure you go nowhere and make sure you listen in to what Lazy has to say. Or at least what he's put together for the podcast this week. We'll start with my man. God, he always gets me hot and bothered. Maybe because it sounds like I'm saying kinky. It's King Key.
Commish, what up? It's King Key. Kinky if you're nasty. Checking in from Hawaii. What the fuck is good, Stick Carriers? I just wanted to chime in and tell you why I'm so excited about this offense, man. This shit's going to be deadly, bro. I had a glimpse of it last year, just like everybody else did. If y'all want to go back to week one, when everybody was healthy, and we had the two tight ends when before Austin Severin Jenkins like shit the bed and fucking did what he did and got shipped out of town. Like, we had the two tight ends, the running backs catching the ball out of the backfield, and the two targets on the outside, and Humphreys working the middle. We had all that week one, and you saw what Jameis did, dishing that motherfucker around. Now, consider the fact that O.J. Howard is a fucking hell of an upgrade over ASJ, and fucking DeSean Jackson, as much as I love Vincent Jackson and what he did, you know last year he wasn't himself and his body was breaking down, but it's two upgrades in two critical spots. Now, the issue might be our running game, but it wasn't really there last year anyway, so you know what I'm saying? It can only get better. And the offensive line, and I heard your last podcast about the O-line, and I'm with it too, man. I got nothing but fucking optimism about the season until I see some shit go wrong. So I just want to say I'm so excited about this offense. If y'all want to see a glimpse of it, go look at week one. Just look at what the boys did week one against the Falcons. And that defense is only getting fucking better. And we smacking people around and taking the ball away. And that's all they got to do. They might give up a few yards here and there. But as long as they keep lighting motherfuckers up and taking the ball away, which we did pretty damn good last year. If y'all want to check, I think we was like tied for first for takeaways or second, something like that. But damn, I'm excited about this team, man. I know it's May. But on paper, I did the air quotes there. On paper, we look pretty damn good. So, hey, Bucks fans, as always, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right, Kinky. I just like calling him Kinky. Good. Good take there. And always good having Kinky on the podcast. All right, more Bucks takes to get to. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. Mike's in Wesley Chapel. Hey, Mike.
What's up, Justin? It's Mike out of Wesley Chapel. I'm recording this late on Friday night. I'm on my way home, so I know I won't be able to make the podcast in the morning. This is for Mondays. Just wanted to put that out there that I have not listened to the one that's coming out on Saturday. Personally, I don't think that Cutter gives one single fuck about that tweet that was sent out. It was lighthearted. It was clever. It was all that shit. But what Cutter does, and what I found so fucking amazing, is when he started talking about, we weren't in the Super Bowl last year. We were sitting on our butts. And he said another thing, something about there are 31 other teams that have gotten better. Everyone is saying that we're so great, but we haven't done a damn thing. He is continuing to speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. It is that kind of attitude that he brings, and I've seen with people like Robert Ayers, that bad motherfucker attitude that, hey, you're a good roster now, but you haven't done jack shit yet. It's time to go fucking earn it. And I'm so fucking happy about it. As a fan, I don't give a shit. I'll drop fucking 28-3 jokes on the Falcons. They'll reply with a fucking photo of them beating our ass on Thursday night, 56-0. And I'll reply with a fucking picture of Gruden holding that Lombardi trophy, motherfuckers. Fuck the Dirty Birds, but it's not for the team's Twitter to do. Love you guys. Fire the fucking cannons and carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right, Mike. And I have not addressed that yet, but Dirt Cutter apologizing for the Bucks tweet, the 28-3 tweet. I love that because Dirt Cutter is the godfather of this movement. We all know what his famous saying is now, but you got to remember what it actually starts
right
with.
Right back into this. Yeah. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
That's it. That's it. Speak softly. The Bucks and their Twitter account didn't speak softly. And so Dirk Cutter made him pay for it. He's like, I'm gonna apologize and we're gonna move on. Because if we're gonna beat the Falcons, we're gonna do it by taking out our big motherfucking stick and slapping him across the face with it on the field. But off the field, right back into this. We speak softly. Speak softly. And get the fucking job done. All right? Orlando's up. Hey, Orlando.
Que pasa, commish? It's Orlando, a.k.a. Brutus, up in Spring Hill. And it's been a minute since I dropped the Bucks take. And I got a short but sweet one right here. I got a question.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
I know since after the draft, we've picked up quite a few free agent linebackers. And my question is, are we going to run a hybrid type of style defense, kind of like Green Bay does with a 3-4 where they drop guys in coverage? I'm wondering that because it seems like we got a lot of linebackers after drafting Beckwith. Lost my words there for a second. Been drinking a little bit. It's Saturday. And that's my question. It's been on my mind for a minute. And I think it could work with the athleticism and the depth that we're starting to pick up on this team. And I got a second question because I just saw today, I don't know if there's anything to this, but do you think it's worth trading for Sheldon Richardson? He's a pretty disruptive defensive end / defensive tackle. I mean, I've seen him play a lot with the Jets because my father's a Jets fan and I stay on top of the team just to talk football with him. But I think that would be a good pickup. I mean, he kind of has a nasty side to himself. And he kind of could come off kind of like a dick, but, I mean, we don't need choir boys. We kind of need to get that nastiness up front. I think it could be a good pickup. I don't know who we're going to trade for him, but maybe a draft pick. But I could see it happening. I mean, he's been linked to the Bucks as far as today. And It's Saturday, so we'll see what happens the rest of the week. And as always, you got to remember the sponsors. You got to remember Headlines Barbershop, B4 Brocados, Sports Legends, Joe Bucks Fan, Rock Riley, Irv, and the rest of the stick carriers out there. And remember to speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
All right, Orlando. Some stuff there that I find interesting. Going back to his first question.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you. And
that has big...
Where?
I know since after the draft, we've picked up quite a few free agent linebackers.
So he asked about the 3-4 defense, and this is something we've addressed. I do anticipate the Bucs playing 3-4 more often this upcoming season, especially in passing situations. And I think the secret there is out of the bag when you look at photos of Noah Spence on Instagram, and he's down to 240 pounds and ripped. He's not playing defensive end at 240 pounds, not in a 4-3. So that tells me that they told him to lose it and get ready to rush the passer. He's going to do just that. So, Orlando, hopefully that answers your question there on the 3-4 defense. Our buddy Sarasota Jay is up next. Hey, Sarasota Jay.
What up, Kamish? Fellow stick carriers, this is at Sarasota Jay. Hey, Kamish, I want to comment on a post you put on Twitter that I'm in complete agreement with. At first, I thought it was pretty cool that the Bucks organization made fun of Atlanta, you know, losing a 28-3 lead. But perspective you gave is spot on. We can't be doing that. We wish we were the Atlanta Falcons right now. We wish we were in the fucking Super Bowl. They beat our ass on Thursday Night Football, and we're going to start poking the bear. Cutter's message was loud and clear, both the organization, but specifically the team. We haven't done shit yet. We might look good on paper, but we're not a playoff team. We haven't been a playoff team for years. So until we start to win, we shouldn't be making fun of the Atlanta Falcons, who got way farther than we thought, you know, than we ever have been. So, you know what, man? He is the godfather of this stick carrier movement. He is speaking softly and is going to beat someone's ass and carry that big stick before he starts talking shit. We as fans can do it. It's fun to do it, but the organization shouldn't be, and I think he sent the right message. Anyway, just want to say thank you, especially those families that have lost a loved one that gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be free, and always try to remember that on Memorial Day. Just want to say I'm proud to be an American, proud to be a stick carrier, and speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Okay. And I think Sarasota J also put something on the Facebook page that he was actually going to donate as soon as we pick a charity that we're going to represent. Taking our time with that. I apologize. I don't want to rush into anything that serious. But as soon as we pick one, Jay will let you know, and he's going to donate. I know a lot of you will join him in donating as well, which is really freaking awesome. Love that. Matt always sends in his Bucks takes in the email, bucksuncensored@gmail.com, and he just puts all caps. He just flares it all up like hot. This is hot. You have to play this. It's a hot take. I mean, it's good enough for me, Matt. So fire away.
This is Matt Pauletta, Seneca, South Carolina. Listen, I understand. I just got to say this. The Falcons, something pissed me off this weekend. I literally was on Twitter, and I laughed at something about the 28-3. The thing on the Twitter, and I laughed at it. So come to the next day, I come to find out that Cutter's apologizing. For what? For the Bucks? But I understand what Cutter's going through. I understand that Cutter's got to do this. This is just publicity. But realistically, personally, I want to shout out to all the Falcons fans, and I hope they're listening. Y'all suck. Y'all are terrible. You lost your Super Bowl. Stop whining. rise up. But you're not going to rise up because y'all going to rise up and we're going to hit you with our big stick. That's what we're going to do. Y'all, all you Falcons fans thinking that y'all rule the world. Well, it's over now. You lost your Super Bowl. Stop whining. So just suck it up. Go back into your little tree nest and stay there because that's where you're going to be at for a few years because Matt Ryan's is a garbage quarterback personally and you only got one weapon. But that's one thing I just wanted to do. I just wanted to say that because it got under my crawl about the Falcons. They want to sit up. We post something. They talk junk to us first, but we talk junk back, and then they're acting like, oh, my, the Bucs are talking trash. My God, no, we can't have this. This is just unfound. I was like, really, come on. But, yeah. Anyway, that's my Bucs take, people. You know, thank you for having me on, and speak softly. Carry that big stick. Nailed it.
Okay, Matt. I mean, that's hot. Hot take, man. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. @gmail.com. All right, a few more we're going to get to, and then Lazy Dave has got his latest song. It's the bonus track at the end of the podcast, so stay tuned for that. Let's go up to Connecticut. Our buddy James came all the way down for the draft party. Would you believe that he's still recovering?
Justin, you son of a bitch. Ever since your draft party, my voice never came back. And now this is what I'm fucking left with. God damn you. On the flip side of the gold coin, I had the best time of my life, maybe. Sorry to my firstborn baby. Just kidding, ladies. I have no baggage. It's just me. Kidding. Joking. Softly. Wanted to talk about the draft one more time. Does anybody understand how good this fucking draft was? We got Juice in the first, talking about OJ, motherfucking Howard. Gronk, move over. There's a new party in town. Ha ha ha, playa. Second, my boy Evans, gonna quite possibly be the best safety in the league. Move over, guys. All of you. Those ones that are scared of horses and those ones that are scared of guns. We're bringing the noise. We're bringing the cannons. Wanted to give a big shout out to our third draft round pick, the godsend, Godwin, catching balls away from his chest. Ha ha! Kid's got hands, the boy is blessed. Take it straight to the seventh, Stevie Akulavatu. Gonna devour you and your whole crew too while laughing, dude. Let's go. Bucks. It's our fucking life. Justin, you son of a bitch. You owe me a voice, you motherfucker. Big shout out to Paul. About to be a New Yorker, y'all. Buccaneers for the bowl from here until ever. On and on. Signing off. James from CT. Peace out, my brothers, my sisters. Love y'all.
All right, James. Nice meeting you at the draft party. Sorry you haven't recovered yet. And hopefully that voice does come back eventually. If not, good thing is, you sound like a pirate. The question is, are you a heterosexual pirate? Or are you a gay pirate?
Justin, the gay pirate here. I just want to let you know, Tom Jones tickles men's taints with his tongue. Arr, and he listens to Nickelback.
Okay. Kevin's up with us. Hey, Kevin.
Yo, what's up, Justin? It's Kevin up here in Huntington, West Virginia, getting an early start on my holiday weekend. You're probably going to hear this after your holiday weekend, and if that's the case, I hope you and your family had a lovely time and thoroughly enjoyed yourselves. Wanted to chime in briefly on the Twitter issue. Not entirely sure you're going to do a podcast that covers this. Maybe just let bygones be bygones, let it lie, you know? No reason to comment. I believe Dirk Cutter said everything that needs to be said about it. It's a clear indication of the kind of organization he wants to run, a clear indication of the kind of leadership we're going to expect from him, and the kind of leadership we're going to see from him and have seen from him. Good. There will come a time and a place when some shit will be talked, I'm sure. Maybe not by Dirk himself. Maybe he'll always maintain that professionalism and that leadership. But for the rest of us, there will be a time and a place to talk some shit. There's no doubt in my mind that young man who runs the Bucks Twitter account, I'm assuming it's a young man, either got a stern talking to, or is he possibly looking for another job? But either way, this shit is never going to happen again. There will come a time when we can talk some shit. Now is not the time. Now is the time when we, as always, speak softly.
Ooh. Speak softly. And, he didn't finish it, so I won't either. Our final Bucks take comes all the way from, I don't know where he is, but he's a Haitian Bucks fan.
What's up, Commish? What's up, Stick Carriers? This is 509 Stick Carrier, a.k.a. Haitian Buck fan, also known as Carl. Commish, I've been thinking about our running game, but I came to the conclusion that we've improved our running game from last year just by adding the weapons that we've added in the offseason for Jameis. What I mean by that is, last year, the only weapon we had on offense was Mike Evans. So defenses were able to load the box and just double Mike Evans to stop the running game. But now they can't do that, though. They can't have eight defenders in the box with O.J. Howard DeSean Jackson. So that should create a lot more creases for our running back to run through. What do you think of that, Kamish? I think that our running game is going to be a lot better than people think. Anyways, I'll let you go as usual, you know, speak softly and carry big motherfucking stick. Or, parlez bas, et puis marchez avec un gros bois. Nailed it.
Oh, okay. I do think whenever you have that many weapons around, it should open up the run game just because teams aren't going to be able to load the box and stop the run. The question is, do the Bucks have a running back that can take advantage of that? Will it be Doug Martin? I guess there was a story out of Green Bay I read that the Packers were inquiring about Doug Martin. Would the Bucks trade Doug Martin? I've mentioned Matt Jones as a potential guy the Bucks might be eyeing right now, and stories come out that the Redskins are all just about ready to part ways with Matt Jones. So who knows how everything's going to fall when it comes to running backs, but I think the Bucks could use an upgrade there. But even if they don't get an upgrade, I think their run game will be improved this year just because of the weapons they have in the passing game, which should open up things in the run game. Hopefully that helps you with that. Remember, our topic for Saturday's podcast is going to be who you think the next member of the Bucks Ring of Honor should be. Now that we know Gruden, John Gruden, and Malcolm Glazer will be 2017, what's the name you want to see up inside Raymond James Stadium in that Ring of Honor in 2018? I need the name and then 60 seconds as to why that name deserves to be the next name inside the Bucks Ring of Honor. Just a voice, record your voice on your phone, email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com, and we'll get you on Saturday's podcast. So that should be good to go there. At Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget to join our Stick Carrier Facebook page as well, as that continues to grow. And I'm on Snapchat, jpulowski324. Podcast is available on iTunes, Podcast Addict, and Podbean. It is first available at joebucksfan.com on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Then at noon, if you subscribe on one of those platforms, the podcast will download automatically to your mobile device at noon on each of those days so that you can listen to the podcast whenever you desire. I'm Justin Pulowski. I appreciate all of you for downloading and listening to the Bucks Uncensored podcast, the most popular Bucks podcast out there. Don't forget to check out joebucksfan.com, the Ira Kaufman podcast experience, and of course, Rock Riley and all of his videos at joebucksfan.com. And don't forget about Gil Arcia and the Echoes from the Cave column Saturdays at joebucksfan.com as well. And as always, I remind you to live by the words of the Godfather, Dirk Cutter himself, when he said these words, but I'm going to play them for you in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Both parts. That's going to do it for the podcast. We just nailed it. Now we ask, and by the way, this song, I was like, I don't know if I get it. The longer it went, the more I laughed. Take it away, Lazy Dave. Do you carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Follow the light.
Isn't he out of Tampa?
Do you carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Follow the light.
Welcome to Clearwater. Hey, man, Clearwater.
Do you carry a big stick?
I'll let you boy.
Yeah.
Follow the light.
Tune out of Plant City.
Do you carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Follow the light.
Eric in San Diego.
Do you carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Follow the light.
Garb in Sarasota.
Do you carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Follow the light.
Hey, it's Dylan from Sacramento.
Do you carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Follow the light.
This is Delvin from Palm Harbor.
Do you carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Follow the light.
Derek from SoCal.
Do you carry a big stick?
Yeah.
Follow the light.
That's Lisa in Lakeland.
Thanks to Justin, I have my own stick to carry now.
Yeah.